when we look at our guideline for alcoholic beverage advertisement, it indicates that you cannot play an advert on alcoholic beverage on TV and the radio from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. You cannot play. So after 8 p.m. to 6 a.m., you can't play advert on alcoholic beverage. This is what our regulation says.
But the initial time was from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. What has changed?
Well, you know, we review our guideline. And I think during the review, consultations and things were made. It was brought to 8 p.m.
In terms of the regulation from 6 to 8 p.m., as it stands now, we see this advert running on both radio and on TV during the day. What is the FDA doing? Has there been sanctions?
In fact, we have been cool about our regulation in that aspect. That is why we have indicated to the general public and to the media that effective 1st January 2018, we are enforcing the aspect of the regulation that now will make sure that adverts are played within the permitted period and not within the restricted period. So that's what we're enforcing now.
And what are some of the sanctions under this new regulation?
Looking at a sanction, you could be jailed if you flout. You'll be jailed for a period not less than 15 years or pay a fine of not less than 7,500 penalty units. And one penalty unit is 12 Ghana cedis. So that makes it 90,000 Ghana cedis fine. Well, that aside, the FDA may decide to institute an administrative fine no less than 25,000 Ghana cedis and not more than 75,000 Ghana cedis. So these are the sanctions that are there.
Is this related only to alcoholic beverages or other products like pharmaceutical? And
The sanction is related to all flouting FDA regulation. But when it comes to the advertisement, the time period is just for alcoholic beverages.
And has this been communicated to the various media organizations for them to know?
Yes, we've issued a press statement to that effect. But we brought it out about 2-3 weeks ago. But we issued a press statement as a backup and we'll be sending letters to individual media stations from today.
You just heard the Director of Communications of the FDA, James Latte.